Chapter 9.2, Section Summary.
The Anti-Federalists agreed to support the Constitution if certain amendments or changes were made to it. The first 10 amendments to the Constitution are known as the Bill of Rights. The First Amendment protects 5 basic freedoms, which include freedom of religion, speech and the press, and freedom to assemble in groups and to petition or make a request of the government. These basic rights affect almost all Americans. The Second Amendment grants the right to form militias, which played an important part in the colonists' winning of independence from the British. People debate whether this amendment also guarantees people the right to own their own firearms. The Third Amendment protects citizens from being forced to provide housing for soldiers, while the Fourth Amendment protects people from unreasonable searches. Today, authorities must have a search warrant in order to examine a citizen's property. A search warrant is a judge's order allowing a search. Lawmakers thought all 3 of these amendments necessary to prevent abuses similar to those that British authorities had committed against American colonists. The next 4 amendments protect citizens accused of a crime. These laws set the standards for due process, or the fair application of the law. The 5th Amendment states that a person cannot be tried unless a grand jury decides that there is enough evidence to indict or formally accuse the person. It says people found not guilty in a criminal trial cannot face double jeopardy, which means they cannot be tried again for the same crime. The amendment also allows the government to use its power of eminent domain, or the right to take personal property, to serve the public's interest. The 6th Amendment requires a speedy trial by jury for any citizen accused of a crime. The 7th Amendment gives people the right to have a jury decide court cases. The 8th Amendment allows most accused persons to get out of jail until their trial is over. The 9th Amendment allows Congress to provide other rights that are not spelled out in the Constitution, such as the right to an education. The 10th Amendment gives to the states and the people any powers not already listed in the Constitution.